I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. All right, so what is the number one thing blocking your website from generating the leads that you're looking for? So that's what we're talking about today. I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to fix this problem. And it has nothing to do with SEO or traffic to your website. This is a big thing that's actually preventing the traffic that you already have from signing up for a call. Like, do you have a website where, you know, somewhere on the homepage or somewhere on the site, there's either like a contact us form or schedule a call or, you know, book a meeting, you know, some kind of a call to action like that, but you're not feeling like you're getting the kinds of conversions that you're looking for with all of that? Well, let's talk about the number one thing that I see on most WordPress developer or web designer websites that are causing this issue. Oh, look at this. Awesome. So I see, hey, David and Chris and Burton. Great to see you guys. High five for all 3 of you. I'm using a new, I'm back to OBS. I have been using Ecamm and previously, hey, and there's Tony. Good to see you too, man. But I'm back to OBS now so I can actually see who's joining the meeting. I really enjoyed a lot of the benefits of Ecamm in terms of just how easy it is to hit the button and click the recording and all of that stuff. But it was also really frustrating because I couldn't see you guys. I could just see that someone was showing up and not everybody's names. And I love to see everybody's names and, you know, say hello and give everybody high fives and all of that cool stuff. So if you're here, definitely put a note in the comments, say hi, let me know what's going on. If you have any questions about any of this stuff, definitely throw that in the comments too, so that we can kind of address it. I got 2 monitors going on, so I can look over here for you guys in the comments and look over here for the camera and everything. All right, so what is the big thing? And this is huge. So if you are taking notes or jotting down thoughts about how to update your website, jot this down. And here it is. Whether you have a one-page site or a multi-page site, somewhere on your site, make sure that you have an About Me section. That's the biggest thing that's missing. It's like so many people, especially if it's a one-page site, like a lot of times, you know, one of the trends that I'm seeing, the design trends, is people are having these like long pages, which is fine. There's nothing the matter with that. But they're completely forgetting the About Me part of the page. And so they talk about their services, what they can do, and all of these other things. But you never get a sense of who you're working with. Why should I call you? What's different about you? You know, can you even solve the problems I'm looking for? There's no About Me section. There's no picture of the person. There's no description. There's no bio. There's nothing. And that's ruining your conversions. And I'm going to explain why. So what we'll do next is I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to fix this problem. Like, what do you actually put in the About Me section? How, you know, what are some red flags? You know, what are some things to avoid? And then we'll take it from there. So I see more people coming through. I see, hey, Emily, good to see you. Emily, good to see you too, Chris. Boom, fist bump for you. So let's talk about the About Me section. Now, there's a couple of things to note. Most of the time, I don't even see it in About Me section. I probably have reviewed now well over 500 different websites from people that I've met through this group or from people that book phone calls or whatever. Like, that's one of the things that we do. Like, sometimes we'll get on the phone for free, by the way. Like, if you want to do a session with me where we like look at your website, you know, go over to doublestack.net/call and book a session, and we can do this together for your website. But one of the main things that I see is a complete lack of who am I talking to, who is this, what's going on, what's the About Me section. If I see an About Me section, sometimes it's like, why did they bother to write this? It makes your business sound like an accident. It makes it seem like you didn't know what's going on. It's worse than not having one, because now that I'm reading it, I feel like I'm working with someone inexperienced, even though you're probably very experienced. It's just that the way that the About Me section is written, it sounds like, well, you know, my whole business is an accident because, you know, a few years ago, I thought maybe I'd start building websites. So I put together a website for a friend, and then, you know, it's kind of different from what I normally do. I have a job doing something else, you know, whatever that might be. It turned out that other people wanted a website. So then I started learning some more stuff and, you know, Shazam, let me see if I can build one for you. You know, that tends to be the kind of pattern that I see on a lot of these About Me sections of websites. And it's really upsetting to me because most of the time when I'm talking to someone, like I understand because we're on the phone and we're having an actual conversation, and I understand that the person I'm speaking to literally can build a really great site and do digital marketing and SEO work and branding and all kinds of things. But when I read the about me section or like who am I, that kind of, that section of the site, I get the sense that I'm working with a hobbyist or that that it's not a legitimate business, or that you might be doing something else, or that you might not stay around, or there's a lack of reliability. It's like all of these things start jumping out to me as I, like, if all I had access to was how people describe themselves. And, you know, sometimes people will say, man, I've been in the business ever since Netscape Navigator or whatever, you know, like Netscape 4.7 or something like that was, you know, I've been doing websites ever since then and blah, 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 here I am today. And, you know, maybe we should talk because of that. And that's just not a good reason. That's not a compelling reason for me to hire you. In fact, when I see that, one of the things that I think is, oh, they're stuck back in that time. Like, I Netscape was cool back then, whatever, 20 years ago. But what about today? Like, what are people doing today with marketing and email marketing and branding and content marketing and drip campaigns and sales funnels and lead magnets? Like, I want to know about those things, right? I don't care about how long you've been in the business unless that length of time in the business means that you can help me today also. Like, if that breadth of knowledge is building up to a point where, you know, okay, this person has tons of experience. But a lot of times, the about me section of someone's website focuses almost entirely on how long they've been in the business and how great things were before, or maybe how crazy things were in the past. And, you know, maybe the assumption is, oh, wow, look, we've kind of evolved to a much better situation than we were before. But, you know, like, I'm familiar with back when you had to, you know, hand code HTML or whatever, and there was no WordPress. And, you know, I was, you know, trying to get all this to happen with, you know, with Netscape as my browser. So let me give you a couple of points. That's one point. One point is, don't make your about me section make your business sound like an accident, or that you're not serious, or that you're stuck in the past, or anything like that. So let's go through five things to think about when you're crafting your bio, like your about me section. And then I'll give you one final tip, or actually I'll give you the tip right now. When you're crafting your bio, you can have multiple bios, right? Like, you can have multiple things that you say about yourself based on the context in which you're presenting. So for example, you can have one for your website. If you decided to make a landing page on your site to kind of focus on a particular service that you offer, you can have a different about me section for that. If you're giving a presentation somewhere, like, you know, physically, like you're going to do a, you know, go to a meetup group or something, and you're going to describe who you are there, that would be a different about me section for that based on who your audience is. So let's go through the, you know, a couple of points, like 5 points when writing your about me section that will really help you figure out what to actually say. And keep in mind that you can have multiple ones and do it in different environments based on who you're talking to. So for right now, let's just focus on the website itself, like your main website. You go to your website to find out if a client wants to work with you. Let's say, what do you say on that site? Oh, I see Chrissy, I see Valerie and Traylena. Good to see you guys. Welcome. So thing number one, you have to answer the question of who am I working with, right? Like, so if I'm gonna schedule a call with somebody, like if I wanna go to your website and book a meeting or schedule a call, or especially if I'm trying to like do an in-person meeting, like you want me to come to your office and meet or something, I wanna know who I'm meeting with. Like, what do you look like? How old are you? You know, who are you? What's going on? Like, let me get to know who you are so that I know what I'm dealing with here. Like, are you someone who's like 12 years old and doesn't know what's going on? Or are you like a seasoned professional who I would feel comfortable investing with? You know, like, that's a big deal. So you know, put a picture of yourself on there. You know, like, you don't even have to go to that much trouble. Like, take, you know, go outside, find like a brick wall or something, stand in front of the wall and pull out your iPhone, or get a friend to snap a picture of you that looks pretty decent, right? And, you know, when you're framing it, do that rule of thirds thing, you know, where you kind of draw like the tic-tac-toe board in the middle of your frame. You know, stick your face on one of the intersecting points in that tic-tac-toe and maybe turn a little bit so you're at a slight angle, and, you know, snap that picture, and there you go. That's all you need. You can do that instantaneously. You know, like, find any kind of a wall, like a brick wall, a wooden fence, any sort of a clean background. It tends to be best. And, you know, stick that picture on your about me section. That's a great first step. So now I know who I'm talking to. What, you know, I'm beginning to get familiar with you. I feel like we're sort of getting introduced, and then talk a little about who you are. Like, you know, what's the deal? Like, what's going on? And you know, so point number one that we already talked about was don't make your business sound like an accident. Point number two is who am I working with? Like, give me a little bit of information about who you are. So the next three tips are going to be, well, how do you actually write that? So the first thing is, create your bio in the context of the market that you're serving. So on your website, if you feel like that you're going to be serving people who are running local restaurants, you know, talk about how you can help with them. Like, did you grow up in a family where your parents ran a local restaurant and now you have special insight into that? Or, you know, If you were always growing up in a small business, maybe your parents ran a small business and you kind of watched your parents kind of run that, and you kind of, you know, always have had that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, you tell me something about how we relate. What do we have in common? You know, what's, you know, why would I like you? You know, give me something to like about you, and then when I talk to you on the phone, you know, I'll give you something to like about me, and we'll have something in common, and now we're going to build rapport, because we like things about each other. And so start that process from the About Me section. Like, tell me something that you know that I'm going to be interested in, because you're targeting me, right? Like, you don't want to just build websites for anybody willy-nilly. You want to target people that want to hire you to do the best kind of work that you can do. And therefore, you know, put your thinking cap on and feel like, well, who would that be? Like, if I had my very best lead call me on the phone and ask me for something, who would that be and what would they ask me for? And then tell me something, like on your about section, that makes me feel like I want to talk to you. Like, that's a very important component. And that's where we're beginning to really kind of put this kind of border around who you want to be working with. And again, one of the main things that I say all the time, which is change the way that you present yourself, change how you talk about your business and the services that you offer, and, you know, all of the types of outcomes that you can present. You know, change the way you talk about that stuff, and you'll change the type of leads that you attract. And so if you find yourself attracting these low budget kind of, you know, small projects, you know, perhaps, you know, a big part of that is they don't understand what your full skill set is and what your knowledge base is and what markets you're interested in and where your passions are. And so tell people, you know, like, give people something to like about you, give people a reason to believe in you. And when you do that, you're going to immediately find that you attract dramatically different people. Hey, it's Heather. Good to see you, Heather. High five to you. And that's a really big component about this about page. It's like you're starting the relationship with a new prospect in the direction that you really want to be going. And good for you, right? So now you have a bio, it's in the context of the market you're serving, you're giving me something to like about you, then when I call you, I'll give you something to like about me, and now we have a relationship here, and that's going to start the meeting off in a situation where you have this open environment, everybody's feeling good and comfortable, and that's going to be a great way to move forward. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is, in your bio, establish yourself as an expert who can solve the business problems of the market that you're trying to reach out to. And again, I'm not suggesting that you have to only pigeonhole yourself into building websites for lawyers or something like that, but like, whatever the markets are that you're helping people with, you know, position yourself as an expert. Like, I want to know that the reason that I'm hiring you is not because you can do web design, SEO, social media, graphic and branding, all that stuff. Like, everybody can do that. Like, you go to anyone's website. Like, if there's anyone on the earth who's trying to build a business where they do those types of services, and you check out what's going on their site, you check out their services page, you know, you check out their LinkedIn profile, whatever it might be, almost everyone lists all of the exact same services. And so therefore, even if your site looks really, really great, like, even if you've got, you know, a wonderfully responsive theme and everything is all dialed in and beautiful, great color palette, all of that great stuff, I still, as a potential client, don't know how you can help me. Like, I don't know, like, I don't have confidence that you know me, that you know my problems, my issues, like the type of issues that I need solved. Like, I'm not able to answer the question of, will this work for me? And that's a really big problem. And when you're meeting with clients, that like one of the main things that you have to solve in their minds is, will this work for me? And this is another good point. Like, one of the reasons that I put so little emphasis on building a portfolio before you get into high ticket consulting is because the portfolio is a very indirect way of answering the question, will this work for me, if I'm in the client's shoes. And the reason that is because you're showing me if it works for other people. And so maybe I can connect the dots between how, okay, if you built a website that worked for someone else, perhaps you can then also build a website that works for me, but I've got to connect the dots there. You're not connecting the dots for me. So for example, if you show me a portfolio of how you built a website for, you know, a local restaurant and a legal practice and a dental practice, and it was successful, I could say, okay, well, that sounds pretty cool, but I'm a real estate agent, right? Like, so like, maybe, you know, is it the same thing? Do you do the same types of things for driving leads for selling houses as you would for getting people to come in and eat at a restaurant? And of course, the answer is immediately no. Like, me as the real estate agent would immediately think that the way that you get people to eat in a restaurant is going to be dramatically different from the way that you get people to trust you with their house. it's such a huge difference. And so just because you were successful at putting somebody's menu online doesn't tell me that you're going to be successful driving leads to me for people who want me to help them sell their house. And that's why the portfolio doesn't matter that much. In fact, you know, there's double stackers that I've been working with who land, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 projects as their very first client, or, you know, at least a five figure, $10,000 plus clients as their first clients within a couple of weeks of starting their own business, but without even their own website at all. Or if they do have a website, there's no portfolio of past projects on there. And again, it's the about me section is more powerful than your portfolio. And the reason it's more powerful is because you're addressing the issues of the prospect in front of you, and you're not requiring them to connect the dots between, well, okay, they can do stuff for other people, but can it work for me? That's what I want to know. Before I'm willing to invest, especially a high ticket price, like $5,000 to $10,000 with you, that question has got to be solidly answered in my mind. So that's it. So establish yourself as the expert who can solve the business problems for your client. And your bio is a perfect place to start that happening. Like, you know, why are you the expert? What's so great about you? Give me something to know that will set you apart from everybody else who's just listing web design skills, social media skills, branding, marketing, all of those different types of things. Give me something that establishes you as an expert in that, right? So here we are, four steps in. I've got one last step to get to, but let me summarize the first four to make sure that because it really boils down to establishing you as an expert. So the first thing is, who am I working with? You know, give me a picture so I can see you, so I can get to know you. Tell me a little bit about, you know, just who you are. You know, give me something to like about you. You know, I just want to know who it is. Like, what are some things that you think are interesting? You know, just tell me who I am. I want to be introduced to you, you know, like an icebreaker. And then don't make it sound like an accident that you're in business. Don't be the kind of person that says, well, you know, when I was 12 years old, I started fiddling around with computers and, you know, I thought it was kind of a fun thing to do, and I didn't really like my other job, so I figured, well, heck, I'll really double down on the computer thing, and well, let me see if I can build a website for you now. You know, don't do that. It might be it might be interesting to you to kind of give this, you know, this autobiography of how you came into business, but you don't want to do that because it doesn't give me confidence that you can solve my problems. And it doesn't really help me even get to know you that well, because what I'm ultimately interested in is, can you help me? You know, that's what I want to know as your potential client. And then, like, as we're talking and getting to know each other, maybe more face-to-face and, you know, building rapport with one another and so forth, you know, at that point, you can open up some more of your autobiographical statistics. But in that little page where you're writing a paragraph, you know, five or six sentences about who you are and what you do, don't make it sound like an accident that you're in business. Thing number three, create a bio in the context of the market that you're serving. Meaning that, you know, the history about you that you give to me should apply to why you can build a great website for a legal practice, or why you can build a great website for anybody, you know, like whoever it is. Like, and that's what we talked about, like play out in your mind what it would be like if your perfect ideal client called you, and then write a bio that's going to make that person like you. And then if you change the way that you talk about yourself, you're going to change the way people react to you. And that's going to change the way that your website drives in new leads for you. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is establish yourself as the expert who can solve your client's business problems. Like, what makes you the expert? Have you done anything? Do you have a unique vantage point? Like, why are you the kind of person that can really help me out with this? So that's an incredibly important thing to consider. Hey, it's Jim. Good to see you, Jim. Boom. High five to you. So, and then now here's the fifth thing. And this is the final thing. This is the thing that's really going to get that call to action happening for you. Emphasize your secret sauce. Like, in the About Me section, what makes it different? Like, okay, so you've established yourself as an expert. You've told me, you know, about who you are kind of in the context of what I'm doing. Now tell me something that gives you a different slant on everybody else. In other words, why are you not the same thing as the mainstream? And the reason that I want to know why you're not the same thing as the mainstream is because everything in the mainstream stinks. Like, if the mainstream solution worked for people, everybody would be having success. And I know that I'm not having success. I'm doing the mainstream stuff. What do you do that's different? You know, that's what I want to know. Like, what's your unique perspective on all of this? Like, why would working with you be different from working with everybody else? And if you can't do that, then you're going to be in the pool of people where you're fighting with for Upwork projects for $100 or whatever. It's like you're in the pool of everybody who says, you know, I can do web design, I can do WordPress, I can do responsive design on a WordPress theme, I can do social media marketing, I can set up an email list. You know, like if that's all you're saying, you're not giving me any secret sauce. You're throwing me into the ocean of everybody doing the mainstream approach, getting the mainstream results. And here I am, you know, a small business owner trying to work with somebody to get help on all of this. I want something different, right? Like, I don't want to be thrown into, you know, the mainstream approach for all this stuff, because I want better success. Like, I want something different. I don't want to just, you know, spend $500 on a cheap thing that is just, you know, like, I've got this site out there that doesn't do anything, right? Like, I want something different. Like, I need help, and I'm basically begging you. Like, what can you do for me? Like, tell me what that is. And so what you need to do is you need to emphasize your secret sauce. Like, what makes working with you different? Like, what's your unique perspective on all of this, so that when I start investing with you, I understand, hey, you know, this is going to be, it's probably going to be a little bit more expensive than it would be if I was just going through the mainstream approach, but it's also going to be an investment where I actually get a return on that investment. It's going to be better for me. It's obviously going to be better for you because you're now making more money out of it. And the reason you're making more money out of it is because you're helping me make more money out of it. And so everybody's winning, and we're doing something unique. We're doing something different. So as you begin to kind of dial that in, well, talk to me a little bit about what that means. Like, why do you have a unique perspective? For example, one of the things that I do with Double Stack here is, like, I have a ton of unique perspectives when it comes to how to build a business for a web designer or a WordPress agency in the context of it's just you by yourself, or maybe you and your spouse, or maybe one or two other business partners, something small, not working for the government, not working for Capital One, not working for a huge organization, but like you going out, meeting directly with other clients and other business owners, building their website, doing their branding, doing their marketing. That's the audience that I'm going for. And I don't even think you hardly even need a website. Like, and I've been doing it 17 years. And during the 17 years, I know for a fact that one time I got a client because he Googled up WordPress plugin developer or something, and, you know, found my profile. This was a couple of years ago. And, you know, I found a client through my website. And I think maybe zero times I've gotten a client because of my portfolio. Like, that person didn't hire me because I had a portfolio of other clients that I'd done stuff for. He hired me because he needed somebody who could build a WordPress plugin, and I was saying all the right words for being able to do that. We got on the phone, and shazam. All of the other clients, the people that have scaled up my agency to well over six figures, none of them were coming to me by way of my portfolio. So when I start working with you and saying, hey, well, what do we need to do to start landing these high ticket clients? You don't have to worry about the portfolio. That's a big thing. You don't have to even really worry too much about your website. You don't have to run a blog. You don't have to have a podcast. You don't have to write a book or set yourself apart. You don't have to go to, you know, to WordCamps and meetup groups all day long every day. You don't even need a sales funnel for yourself. You don't even need to run paid ads. You don't, none of those things. You don't need to do any of that stuff. If you find yourself spending time blogging, you know, blowing through money on Facebook ads, you know, trying to somehow, you know, get organic traffic to come in through your website in some way, my perspective is you're completely wasting your time on all of that, and you could be spending that time in a much more effective way, actually earning money, working for somewhere between 5 to 10 clients on a month-to-month basis. That's my unique perspective, and it works. It works for me. It's been working for me for a long time. It works for other double stackers. It's the approach to making a six-figure income as a solopreneur in the field of web design and WordPress development. And I have a lot of unique perspectives and views on all of that. And it's come to me, and you know, from the school of hard knocks, you know, from just trying it out myself, trying to uncover what's going on, from literally talking to thousands of WordPress people through meetup groups, through, you know, Card 66 tickets, through WordCamps, and just kind of being exposed to what's going on. And I've distilled down something that's dramatically different from what everyone else is doing, which is, of course, why we're here having these conversations. I'm trying to point out, you know, what everyone else is doing and why that mainstream approach isn't performing for them. Most WordPress developers and web designers tend to be making about $35,000 per year if they are in the context of trying to kind of run their own business. Now, if you go and you work for a large corporation or something like that, you know, you're on salary or whatever, that's a different story. But most of the time, you know, that tends to be kind of the, you know, $3,000, $4,000 per month kind of area where most people tend to stop. And most people want to be in more like the $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 per month range. So basically they want to double their income. And so if you want to do that, you can't keep doing all the stuff that's keeping you down. You have to make this shift. Once you do make this shift, you'll be able to find that you're able to scale up your business in just a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. And that is a dramatic difference from what perhaps has been going on for the past few months or even years. So this is a big thing. And so when you're writing your About Me section, you want to include that stuff in your bio. So people say, hey, this is a different thing. This is unique. This is fresh. This is more powerful. This is what I'm looking for. And then when you come across it like that, that's when people really will say, yeah, let's do book a call now. Let me see if I can get on this person's calendar. Let me see what's going on. Because I know who I'm talking to here. It's not just some 12-year-old kid in the basement, just, you know, whatever. It's like a real person. I see the picture right there. And, you know, I understand that not only is it a real person, but it's somebody who has experience with the type of business that I have. They know the kind of problems that I'm dealing with. He can help me through that stuff. They're an expert now. Like, I understand why this person is an expert, and I understand how they have a unique perspective that really does resonate with me. Like that, like I see how if I were doing those things, that would make sense. That really works. Put that in your about section, and you're going to find that your website converts for you so much more effectively than it did before. So if you didn't have an about me section at all, or if you wrote one that kind of devalued yourself in your About Me section, you know, fix those things up with these 5 tips. And I think you're going to see a huge shift in the way that your site performs for you, and a big shift in the type of projects and clients that you are now attracting, because you've changed your mindset. You've changed the way that you talk about yourself. And when you change your mindset and the energy that you kind of put out there, you change the type of leads that you get back. So it's one of those fundamental shifts. And when you make that shift, it makes all the difference in the world. So if this is something that you want to talk about, like if you want to kind of go over your website together and, you know, figure out how you can kind of make this move into high ticket consulting, then let's get on the phone and talk really specifically about it. Let me look at your website and your skill set and the things that you're passionate about. And let's refine the way that you talk about your secret sauce that makes you different, and really get that dialed in specifically for you. And so go over to doublestack.net/call And let's book a time to talk. We'll get on the phone for about 45 minutes and we'll explore all of these things so that at the end of the call, you know, we'll have some additional like tools that you can use to help drive results. We'll have a different way to position yourself so that you're not the same as everyone. And we can even look at your own website and even, you know, talk specifically about your bio and your About Me section of your site. So, and all of it's free. So head over to doublestack.net/call. If at the end of the call, you want to, you know, see if maybe DoubleStack is a program that might be good for you, we can talk about that too. And you can say, hey, maybe you want to be a DoubleStacker. We can work kind of in depth talking about this kind of stuff for the next 2 months. DoubleStack is a mentoring program that's 8 weeks that really helps you kind of dial in three big things. The tools that you use to actually drive results for your clients, in addition to the tools that you use to deliver like stunning graphic work. Let's also look at the business development side. So at, you know, you're going to feel great about the tools that you use to actually drive business outcomes for your clients. We then also work on your marketing and, you know, kind of like what we did just now about the about page, we'll dive in even deeper about like, how do we make sure that we put you in front of the right clients at the right price? How do you attract a different clientele that's looking for the ongoing high ticket style work? So that's the second thing, is you're going to feel great about your marketing so that you're in front of the right clients at the right price. And the third thing that we're going to talk about is the business structure for you. And the idea there is you get yourself 5 to 10 clients, each of whom roughly pay you around, you know, somewhere between like $1,000 to $3,000 per month. And, you know, and what that means for you is you're working somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, 2 to 3 hours per week, maybe up to maybe 5 to 10 hours per week for a particular client. And when you do that, you know, 5 clients at basically 20 or if you worked an hour a day for 5 different clients, right? Or maybe you did 5 hours a week. And so 5 hours on Monday for one client, 5 hours on Tuesday for another client and so forth, you would be at 6 figures with 5 total clients. You only need 5 clients for that. Or if you just did 10 hours per month, so you're only working like 2.5 hours a week with a particular client, you know, you could do that with 10 clients. So somewhere between 5 to 10 clients, you can start generating an income of roughly $100,000+, a little over $100,000 just on the retainers. That didn't even count building out the initial websites. And all of that's assuming that you're charging an hourly rate of about $85 per hour. So that's the pattern that saves you from the feast or famine issue. It saves you from having to find new leads all the time. It saves you from having to go to networking events all the time. And even better than that, it gives you this motivation now because you've given yourself the opportunity to help clients in a deeper, more meaningful level than ever before. Meaning that you've got the revenue to coming in so that you don't have to cut corners, you don't have to rush, you can literally do your best work. And because you're doing your best work, you're driving the most powerful outcomes for your clients too. That's dramatically different from what they're going to get anywhere else, where people are trying to like sell these inexpensive, you know, $500 to $2,500 websites. You know, you're going to be going more than that, which means that you can deliver dramatically better results and doing it on an ongoing basis. And again, the shift that we've talked about many times before is you need the focus to move away from, hey, I'm hiring someone because I need a website, or I'm hiring someone because I need some help with my social media marketing or whatever. And you're moving them into, I need to work with Jim, or I need to work with Heather, or I need to work with Trelena, you know, something like that, where it's you that they're looking for. And the About Me section is definitely a very strong component of getting things positioned in, you know, from the get-go in the right direction about, why do I need you? It's like, I don't want to know why I need the website. I want to know why I need you. And when you make that shift, it's going to change the type of leads that you attract. So let's get on the phone and get this happening for you. So head over to doublestack.net. Let's get on the phone together. You'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works well for you. And that, by the way, is just me, you and me. They're like, nobody else's calendar is on there. So to some degree, it's limited because I can only take but so many calls during the day. So if this is something that's resonating with you and you want to get out there, you know, like earning the income that you know you're worth and helping clients that legitimately need your help, head over to doublestack.net/call and let's get this happening for you. So there we go. Don't forget the About Me page. Those are 5 great tips to get it all dialed in. And if you want to talk a little bit more about it, how we can actually do this specifically for you, let's get on the phone at doublestack.net/call and talk about it. So fantastic, guys. Great seeing you. Great group of people here today. Thanks for all the comments here. Love seeing that. And look forward to catching up with you again next week. So high five. Boop. See you guys again soon.